Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
First things first.
We have realist.
Ed Sheeran tickets. First things first, I'm a realist.
Oh, I was like, what?
Drop this and let the whole world feel this.
Sorry, are we singing Iggy Azalea?
We are.
Of course. Hey.
Apparently. We have Ed Sheeran tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All this week, as does the world famous morning show, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so both shows giving you an opportunity to see Ed Sheeran in Power Field at Mile High all week long.
July 4th, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can I get tickets to that?
Probably.
Okay, great. What do I have to do right now to get them? Call in with something?
Call in.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Get past
all right, well,
me.
I'm going to run. Why don't you guys handle it from here? I'm going to start dialing the number.
Okay.
We want to talk about dating disasters. Like, it can be a worse first date. It can be like, maybe he waited for his third date before the other shoe dropped on him. I just feel like most of these calls will be female because we blow it.
Men are so embarrassing.
There was this one, they were on a date and he tells her, like, as a lot of men do, and I think women do it as well. He's like, I've named my car.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But then after the date, they were like walking out to the parking lot and he made a formal introduction.
Oh, no.
He was like, I'd like you to formally meet.
That only works if he's funny and cute.
Yeah, which means it doesn't
work.
And
like not serious.
And it's also and it's also got to be a banger of a car.
Yeah.
Or real bad.
Yeah, I guess. If it's like Scooby and it's just kind of a...
Right. Or if it's a move, like he's trying to get you inside the car so he can make out with you.
Okay. So it sounds like you guys are open to a lot more of the scenarios. It started out like, this is real bad. Now it's like, they're in the back seat steaming up the windows.
Well, it's embarrassing until it's not.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, that is a great example of like when the moment you realized this was not going to pan out for you.
Yeah.
I
feel like I have too many of these to count.
Did you want to pick a few to throw at us?
I'll give you like the worst. And this was not early on. I was fully with this man for like a year at this point. I didn't learn about this until later, though. So I think that's my excuse here. We were at a music festival with my sister and her at the time boyfriend, now her husband. And the boys went to the bathroom and they used like the porta potty hand wash thing, right?
Okay.
Don't think he used soap. And there was no paper towels, so he
wiped it on him.
No, he took his hands. They were wet. He had just used a porta potty.
Uh-huh.
He looked right at my now brother-in-law and flicked the water at him.
That's just mean.
They call him pee flicker to this day.
You're kidding me.
He thought it was funny.
Okay, not funny.
No.
It doesn't matter how hot you are.
Funny.
That's not,
And you know what? He wasn't very hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was short.
Okay.
So all he's got is funnies. He's throwing out everything he can. He's taking a shot.
And it didn't land well at all.
Okay. So these are bad. Do you want to keep going or should we?
No, I think everyone else should take a stab at it.
Yeah. Who else wants to go?
Well, mine is me doing it. That's the problem.
You are the bad date?
Yes, of course. I'm the guy. I screw it up.
What did you do?
I took a girl out once, first date, to as a Pizza Hut Wing Street combination. So not just your run-of-the-mill Pizza Hut. It was a Wing Street, so a little nicer, you know?
If you weren't in high school, you're dead.
We weren't. We were a little older.
You have to stop doing...
Were you at least in college?
Yes, I think we were in college.
You still can't go to a chain pizza joint on a date.
At least it wasn't post-grad?
No, but like you just... like. If it's a date, it's got to be fast casual or better. No, you can't do fast casual.
No, it was just in my hometown. Oh, okay. I took her there. I paid with a partially used gift card and a coupon. There was an issue with the coupon, so they had to bring it back out and I kind of paid while she was in the bathroom, and then they had to come back out and be like, "Sir, the coupon was," and it's like. Wrong table.
A coupon's bad enough, but like
how's it bad?
No, I don't think a coupon's
bad.
No,
but then them having to come back and be like, "Hey, there was an issue with the coupon," is so much worse. Yeah.
And then afterwards,
but a gift card is also fine.
Again,
that just means somebody gave that to you. A gift card is the same as cash.
You have to spend it there.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I used 8 gift cards that each had like $3 left on them.
Stop. Wait, are you serious?
Oh my.
That's worse. Is that worse?
Okay. Considerably.
And then afterwards, keeping up with the cheapness of the date, I guess, I took her to like the empty lot in our neighborhood, and I had like a blanket. I was like, we could just lay down and look at the stars.
Like I'm gonna die, but okay.
Yeah, you know. And I remember the leader of the HOA.
A blanket in an empty lot.
Yeah, I mean, surrounded by houses. It's just an empty lot within a cul-de-sac neighborhood. But the HOA guy came out and yelled at us. Was like, you guys can't just be out there. And it was like, I live here. And he's like. Tyler, who? And he was like, this is a disaster.
Okay. Did he kicked us out. See her again?
I'm very funny.
So no. Okay. All right. So if you've had a dating disaster, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. I saw another one that I wanted to get to. I shouldn't say any of my other ones. They're on a date and the conversation hits a lull and she looks at him and says, like, ask me about my ferrets.
Tell me about your ferrets.
She got her phone out.
No.
And then started showing him photos of the ferret. There were more than 200.
Oh, no.
Wait, what? I thought you were going to say more than two.
And she narrated it. Like, so became this like Mutual of Omaha here in its natural habitat. The next, they just scrolled through ferret photos.
I thought maybe
photos.
She gave them voices.
My name is Ferret One.
Yeah, she said, it said she narrated each one. So
I leave after 3, I think.
Yeah. She seems like a girl who'd go for the blanket in the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think this is that bad, but I think you guys will think it's bad.
Oh, no. Was it you?
No. This is one of the rare examples of a girl. The date went really well. And then walked her to her car. I then had a smooch goodnight, went to my car. And then she pulled up next to my car.
I think I know where.
Yeah, I think I've told you guys privately what happened. And then flung a piece of her clothing in the open window of my car.
Why was your car window open?
Because she was pulling up. I thought it was like, hey, did I drop something or do you need?
Well, she dropped something, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll have to try that.
I feel, using my therapy words, it reads different when a guy does it.
Think these are clean enough?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to be ill.
Can you imagine? I swear, I want to go on a date and do it now. That is so funny to me. I just want to have an extra pair in my glove box and just be like, I had a great night.
If you're funny enough, it could work.
Oh my God, will someone please go on a date with me?
Oh.
No, it's got to be somebody that didn't hear this. We'll figure it out. Okay. All right. Anyway, if you've had a dating disaster, not with anyone in this room, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing dating disasters. They didn't all happen to people in this room. Sometimes other people have had disasters. Like Jesse.
Yay.
Dating disaster. What happened?
I dated this guy for like a few weeks. I really liked him. And then I saw him without his shirt off. He had a Herbie Husker tattoo on his chest.
Oh, what? Herbie Husker?
He's the mascot for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. He's
got, like, I didn't know there was a name overall for that little cob.
Yeah. I did not either until this incident.
So how big was Herbie on his chest? Was it big?
Yeah, it was a good size. And then that was the first time I knew his name as well.
What about a Herky Hawkeye tattoo? Where do you draw the line?
Is there any mascot
that
that'd be okay?
Is that his real name?
Yeah.
Is that his real name?
Herky? Well, the Hawkeye?
Is it really?
Get off the phone.
Okay.
We're breaking up.
Thank you, Jesse. Apparently, I had to hang up on her because.
You don't know Herky.
Who does?
Do you know the names of all the mascots?
No, just the Big Ten.
Okay.
That's
Rachel.
Too far.
Yay.
Dating disasters, what happened to you?
Hello. Yay.
Yeah, tell us your story, maybe.
My dating story is my friend hooked me up on a blind date. We met at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh. Yeah.
Was it T-Hack? Because this is starting to sound.
For all of his kids.
Oh. Wait, his kids were there?
Oh, no.
He brought his kids with him, and he said, oh, this lady's going to take you guys out. And I could not say no to their his three little kids. What was I going to say? No, I'm not going to pay for you guys to get Chuck E. Cheese. So after he told the kids everything was on me, at the end of the night, he had the audacity to ask me to pay for his babysitter.
You were the babysitter for the night.
What babysitter?
The heck? You should have gotten paid.
Exactly. I should have gotten paid for all of this.
I can't believe this is real.
Are you?
Yeah. And he asked for a second date.
Well, and you win, of course.
No, I did not this time. I learned.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Thank you, Rachel. Okay. Why would there be a babysitter and the kids were there?
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Maybe they could have their date.
Yeah.
Jolie?
Yeah.
Dating disaster, what happened to you?
Okay. So my date came to pick me up and he didn't mention that his car doors were both broken, so I had to climb through the window, over the driver's seat in a dress, got into the passenger seat.
That's a move right there. That was a move.
But you did it?
Yeah, that's the weird thing. You said, you'll still do it?
I think I would have been like,
no thanks.
I'll take an Uber and meet you there.
Yeah, no, I'll catch you.
You like NASCAR, right? They climb in.
There was not Ubers back then. I did offer to drive, and he said no. So
that's emasculating.
Yeah. I'll just meet you there then.
Yeah, we got downtown to the restaurant. He didn't make a reservation, so they sat us out on the patio, sort of in the winter.
And you again had to crawl out the window?
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Okay. He was really funny, wasn't he?
No.
There's no amount of funny that's going to make. All right, Jolie, that was a lot. Thank you. That was a lot. Mike?
Yay.
Dating disaster. What did you do?
It was my friend Haley a few years back. She went on a first date with a guy she met on Tinder. And he said he'd pick her up. But then before the date, he said, actually, I have 2 DUIs, so I can't pick you up. So she had to pick him up. And then he said he'd pay for dinner, but on the way there, he said, I lost my wallet. So he had no money to pay. So he suggested just pulling over the side of the road and talking. And as they pulled over, he exposed himself and started kind of like going to town on himself in her car.
Oh, my God. It was just a scam.
I don't know what to say to this.
What did he do in town?
No. Oh.
I don't know what to ask.
If you win the Ed Sheeran tickets, are you going to take Haley? Like,
did she file charges?
Haley and her new boyfriend.
Okay. Thank you. It's been real good.
Boyfriend? We're just so not a move. Right? We're saying
no.
We're agreeing.
That one is
illegal.
Jennifer. Jennifer.
Yai.
Dating disasters.
I was dating a guy for about a month, and he was a rookie to Denver. He was going to his first Broncos game with some friends, pre-gamed. Halfway through the game, he got apparently annihilated. Get a call from his friends. I go pick him up. On the way home, he warns me he wasn't feeling well and starts to throw up projectile in my vehicle. He tries to band-aid the situation by pulling his hoodie out, and he's throwing up down his sweatshirt. And I had to kick him out of my car into the snow.
You just left him?
No. I just made him take off all of his clothes and put on a pair of sweats that I keep in the back of my car. He was a firefighter, so he could pull that off.
So he was really hot.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's artificial intelligence, then there's apartmental intelligence. Yep, it's a thing. Apartments.com knows how to find the exact place you have in mind. Want a 3-bedroom condo in a walkable downtown? Done. Or that single family home with a yard and a quiet neighborhood? Easy. With over 1 million rental listings, plus search tools that make moving simple, their apartmental intelligence can get you a place that gets you. Visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.